earlier this year, the MTA increased its fare prices. In return, they promised customers better and reliable services. But not everyone thinks the MTA is keeping its promises. Cassandra Fjordland is a sophomore student at Hunter College.
There's so many times where the trains aren't even running, they're not giving people their money back. And I just think it's just another scheme for the city to put more of our money in their pockets.
In addition to fare hikes, customers will now find empty token booths if an MTA worker calls out that day. The Transport Worker Union Local 100 has sued the MTA over the new token booth policy. Chantal Lawrence is a sophomore at Hunter College. She believes the token booth policy jeopardizes the safety of customers, especially passengers with disabilities.
I think that it's inconsiderate to have a booth empty and have passengers or customers scavenging around trying to find assistance when the worker is nowhere to be found. To even think to call MTA rather than speaking to a person.
The NYC Transit President Demetrius Crutchlow said in a recent statement to the New York Daily News that the policy has already been agreed on and implemented since 2023 by both the MTA and the Transport Workers Union Local 100. Crutchlow claims that moving the booth staffs away from the traditional posts would ensure the safety of riders and benefit them on their daily commute. While customers complain about what the MTA is failing to complete, they also acknowledge what the MTA has improved. Chantal says the growing number of police presence makes her feel more secure on her daily commute.
So I noticed that the MTA is improving in having more police presence on the platforms and also in the carts. So they did a good job.
As debates over fare prices and service continue, riders wait to see if the MTA will deliver on their promises. Until then, customers will continue to pay their fares that continue to rise with the hopes of better services in the near future.